The phrase the untethered way is such a cool phrasing. One, because it was a couple clients actually, that coined that phrase describing in a double entendre sort of way what it is that I do and describing me at the same time. The untethered way, of course, with a W-A-Y, is one of the better ways to describe what it is that I do to help clients achieve prosperous success, happiness, and all the good stuff that comes with living a prosperous life by using the untethered way of doing things, right? And it's also a great descriptor of how I often like to describe how I live my life, is becoming untethered on a regular basis from things that may potentially hold me back or are holding me back. Yes, I am human. I'm still on this journey of continuously working on untethering myself from things that do not serve my greater purpose of why I'm here. Now, when I was finished with UCLA, I went out into the world and I was wanting to just make something for myself and follow that path. And time and time again, I found myself being drawn back towards working with people, helping people on a variety of different levels. And though I've worked in a whole bunch of different types of industries, which I call them my different lifetimes within my life, I worked in areas of coaching, not coaching as I'm doing today, but coaching in sports, you know, volleyball, and also in the area of restaurant work. I was GM for a couple of different restaurants, creating training programs. And all the while, the common denominator behind everything that I did as like a personal trainer, as a sports coach, as a financial advisor, if you will, in the mortgage industry, all those different areas, the common denominator was that there were people involved. And when I was finished with school, I was so burnt out on school. I said, I will never go to school again or go learn anything again. I'm so done with books. And boy, was I wrong. You know, the beautiful thing that I realized was that school forced you to learn a certain curriculum, learn things, whether or not you liked it or wanted to, but you had to do it for the sake of whatever curriculum you decided to choose as a major. The beautiful thing about coming out of school is that though you don't stop learning, you could at least choose to learn what it is that you have a passion to learn or you have a desire to learn. And so I went back to what, you know, I thought saved me back in junior high was I dove back into more fully understanding more of the human condition. I became a trainer of neurolinguistics, NLP. You know, I became a master practitioner of mental and emotional release therapy, which is a powerful methodology that has very effectively helped people eliminate negative emotions and challenges such as depression, anxiety, and PTSD, and all those different things. I learned a whole host of different type of energy modalities, energy-based modalities, energetics, whether it be pranic, whether it be Ho'omana Loa, would be all the different things. And everything was around and becoming also a practitioner and a trainer of the HumanOp Ultimate Life Tool technology, which is a patented human assessment technology that is designed to help people identify their own unique operating manual of self. And there were also a lot of different other smaller modalities that I don't even remember the names of, that all around wanting to help people in a better way. Now, the challenges that I came across when doing this was that I realized that, you know, I could just regurgitate and go through these templates of how to help people, but that meant that I was just like doing what everybody else was doing. And quite frankly, there was a lot of things that I was doing just didn't even work for me. And I felt disingenuous to be doing this and helping somebody else knowing that it didn't work for me. And so thus began the untethering of my journey, of untethering from these beliefs or these shackles of what kept me from benefiting from all these things that I was learning about. And I think the missing piece was, at least uniquely for me, was going through life, living life, experiencing the hardships and the hard knocks, and then out of desperation, if you will, or catharsis, learning how to tweak and modify what I've been taught by these amazing teachers to create a systematic way that works for me. In the process of doing that, primarily around the areas of bad money stories and self-sabotage patterns, in the process of doing that, I inadvertently created a system that over the last decade and a half or so was continuously fine-tuned to eventually become a little bit more universally applicable to human beings in general. Now, granted, in the beginning, my prosperity breakthrough system, which is the system that recently got trademarked, get excited, was something that I thought wouldn't work for anybody else. It was just for me because of my own unique challenges around money and self-sabotage. Until one day I had a client say, hey, wait, I know you got through something like this because you're sharing stories about it. Tell me a little bit more about what you did, because I feel like I'm dealing with a lot of what you had been dealing with in your journey around money. I said, well, I don't know if it's going to work for you, but sure, let's give it a shot. Well, sure enough, it worked for him. And I said, oh, well, that's interesting. That's because I thought this whole time it worked for me. So I was like, cool. But the beautiful thing was when it worked for him, it actually unleashed a whole level of growth and progression that was far more than I had expected it to be. It went so far beyond my expectation. I thought, I wonder if this will work for somebody else. Again, I didn't offer again, but then I had another client and she said, hey, I was wondering if you could help me with this. Back then, we called it anxiety or money anxiety. And I know you had your own challenges. And it was like almost like the same story, just a different sex, right? And basically, I said, okay, great. Well, let's try that. By this time, I had already reevaluated and kind of fine-tuned and tweaked a little bit of what I did with my previous client around this same issue. And sure enough, she also got results, was able to untether from her bad money stories and eliminate that anxiety around money. And then she just took off and 10x'd her business and faster than what normally would happen. That's when I realized I was onto something. And this whole piece of this movement that probably is what brought you to this website and to this page and to this recording is what it ultimately came down to was so much more than just helping people with their money flow. So much more than just helping people eliminate their limiting beliefs and depression and anxiety and suicidal thoughts and PTSD and all those hosts of problems, because all those challenges, all that resistance that they were dealing with were simply anchors, shackles, holding them back, keeping them from not only being able to see what they want or not get to what they want, but not only be able to get what they want, but to see it in the first place. It created this dark, cloudy veil, kind of like Pigpen walking around, but just imagine the cloud of dirt being like significantly thicker and you can't even see. It's like imagine Pigpen walking around and you can't even see Pigpen because of that, the thickness of the cloud. That's how most of us end up becoming tethered to these things that are holding us back from where we want to go. And so the untethered way of creating prosperous life is essentially knowing that in order for you to sustainably, timelessly get to where you want to go, you first and foremost need to recognize that the solution is to become untethered, and then the willingness to become untethered. Because for me, it wasn't until I recognized that there was these anchors holding me back, and then the next step was to like, am I ready? Am I willing to let those go? Because those tethers are what kept us alive at some point in our lives. Those tethers became a security blanket. And so it's not about whether or not you want to, it's whether or not you're willing to, whether or not you have the courage to untether yourself so that you can truly live to the optimal and maximum potential of you. And so I'm sure there's a whole bunch of different other modalities and trainings and teachings and learnings that I have left out, and not to dishonor any of the teachers that have guided me this way. But my journey has become a blending of sorts of all these things to create a unique expression and a unique offering of what I do to help people untether from what's holding them back to become more prosperous. And if you are in the same industry of what I do, I encourage you to do the same. And if you need help around that, I'm here to support in that regard as well. I've been in this game long enough, and I'm at a point in my life where it's so much more than just running a business. It's about taking and recognizing and taking the unique gifts that each and every single one of us have, including myself, to not squander that and to be able to make it available to as many people as possible, so that even if we don't are not able to personally offer that or personally deliver it, that it could still make an impact through books, through videos, through audios, through the written word, any and every possible way. And so that, in essence, is the untethered way of what it means to become prosperous and live a prosperous life, which is so much more than about money. It's about happiness. It's about purpose. And it's not just in your business. It's in all areas of your life.